spiritual diseases, or we call them internal diseases. In other words, they are very fine, delicate, very light and delicate. Just like certain diseases or illnesses, after scanning and diagnosing, trying to diagnose, despite the x-rays and the scans, they're not visible. They cannot be seen. And it's very difficult to diagnose them. It's very difficult to analyze them. Certain illnesses, diseases are very ajeeb and unique, difficult to trace. And it's obvious from this also that the batini, internal diseases, are very dangerous. There's a very big disease internal, due to this disease, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, human beings, they are at loss from the preparation for the hereafter. When we see that people don't pray salah, they are weak on the practice of the deen, they do not do amal, then there's a spiritual disease that causes all of this. And this is not analyzed or researched or looked into, and the individual doesn't understand why he's not practicing. Why? Because the person who has iman, he knows that after bringing about iman, after having iman in the heart, then that individual is different from those who do not believe in Allah. And the difference is, you could say, like the difference between the heavens and the earth in their life, in their thinking, their living, in their methodology. Everything is different. Because they have a goal or a destination to look forward to, and iman has come into that person's life. So the person who has iman, the test, or you could say the sign of the person of iman, who has iman, is that he should start to prepare for the hereafter, for the life in the hereafter. And here, the marad that comes, the disease, and we speak commonly, is that, oh, I'm lazy, or I'm negligent, I'm not conscious or aware, I try but I don't feel like doing anything. Do dua for me. We hear this commonly, don't we? Do dua for me, pray for me. If we say to someone, pray salah, oh, I don't feel like, Hazrat Sahib, try so much, do dua for me that I can become practicing. I'm lazy, I'm bone idle. So the biggest point here that we have to draw, that we have to learn, remember this, is that to attain a destination, to attain the goal, to go on to the direction, to get to the destination, there are two essential factors that we need to attain. Without these two essential factors, we cannot reach to the destination or the goal in life, in this world or the hereafter. The first factor, the first element, criteria we could say, is desire. Shauq. Yes, in Urdu I'm speaking. Yeah? So if a person has the desire that I want to get this, I want to acquire this, then alhamdulillah, the doors have opened for that person. First factor, first essential factor and element to get success. Look, if a child has a desire to become a doctor, yeah? Now, when that desire has been created, or the desires in that person, or somebody has a desire, I want to become an alim, somebody has a desire that I want to become a hafidh, in whichever age, and remember this, any age, this is about desire. It's not necessary that you have to become a hafidh when you're young, no. Even now, if you have the desire, I swear by Allah, you will become the hafidh, if you have the desire. Yes, I'm telling you about the spiritual diseases. Now, what do we do here? Oh no, time's passed. What am I going to do? It's too late. Now I'm going to become a hafidh. 99% of our population think that their time's finished. They don't know Surah Yasin. They don't know Surah Mulk. They don't have the capacity, desire to do hifz. Oh no, no, hand on hand. We just give up. Is this not the case? This is the disease of the batin. If you look at the child, we get happy. Oh, this is my son. He's a hafidh. Why are you not? Oh no, no, no. Just, you know, time's finished. I can give you examples of people in older age who have done hifz of Qur'an. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's no goal that cannot be achieved. Is there any action we want to achieve? First and foremost, what do we need? Shauq. Desire. Passion. Passion. If we have the passion, the desire, a child has a passion, I want to become a doctor or a dentist or an engineer, or I want to become an alim or a hafidh. Both sides. Now, the individual has the desire, deep-rooted passion, then that deep-rooted passion will take that individual to the goal to be achieved. And to attain that goal, that desire, that passion to fulfill that, what is the next step the person will do? He will utilize the means, the methods, the techniques. He will adopt and implement the means, the methods to get to that goal. The wasail, he will start to adopt them, practice them, implement them. So, to attain something, first and foremost we need element one, desire, passion. Without desire you cannot attain anything. If I say I want to become a Mawlana, Alim, but I don't have the desire, just saying it, don't have the passion, don't have the keenness, interest. If I'm interested, then I will go towards the means, the methods to become what I want to be, isn't it? So, if the child has the desire, the keenness, then he will seek the methods. He'll go to school, go to madrasa, go to the classes, and it takes a lifetime sometimes to fulfill the desire. Is this a small thing? That to become an alim. Nowadays we have shortcut courses, 1.5 years, 2 years, alim, seal and stamp. Oh, he's an alim, Mawlana. But the real alim, it takes him about 12 years. About 12 years. 8 to 12 years. Minimum 8 years it takes. If you go to Hindustan, India, Pakistan, good madrasas, then at least 8 years it will take. And 8 years it takes in the basic course, but it takes a lifetime. After that, what does the alim do? What does he grab hold of? Bukhari. Yeah? Muwatta Imam Malik. Quran. Hadith. It's a desire, passion. So he's become unique from hundreds of thousands. He's one, he's the alim, the scholar. He had a desire, passion, focus, keenness. He took the means, the methods. He studied and he became what he wanted to be. And on the other side, what do we have? So after you adopt, take all of the methods and implement them to get to the destination. So first you have the desire and the passion. Secondly, you have to work hard through the means. What is the second factor? Working hard. Yeah? So when you have passion, then after that comes working hard. You can't work hard without a passion or a desire. When you have the desire, then you will work hard. So there are two things here that we need to understand. If an individual is stuck in a certain position and he's not working hard, then consider, what doesn't he have? He doesn't have the desire, the passion. He's speaking nonsense. Rubbish. Still got the disease inside. He's not working hard. He's not sincere. So if a person has desire and passion, real, genuine desire, then to attain that desire, what will that person do? Work hard, mehnat. Yes, thousands of people are playing, that child is studying. Everyone's messing around and he's looking at the books. No, I want to become a doctor. I want to become an engineer. I want to become a hafidh. All the other children, youths are playing and he wakes up in the night, 4 or 5 a.m. and he's doing hifz of Quran because I want to become a hafidh. Subhanallah. Difference, isn't there? So where there's desire and passion, then what will be factor number two? Say it loudly, what it will be? Working hard. Mehnat. Using the means and working hard. When you start to work hard, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. Then through the working hard, through implementation, then the destination is arrived at. And the person acquires what he desired. Even the person who's an empty box, who is mentally not even capable maybe, but he works hard, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to become this, I want to, then that individual becomes that. Subhanallah. He doesn't become unsuccessful. Now, what's our scenario? What's our maqsad? A mu'min, the believer, is the hereafter. It's not dunya, is it? Our objective is not dunya. World. So for the dunya, we see the formula, and for the hereafter, the same formula needs to be adopted. For the hereafter, for the akhirah, what will there be? Insan, the human being, to attain the goodness in thereafter, first and foremost, what does he need? The desire. Deep-rooted desire and passion. Keenness, interest. and why don't we have interest, or I don't feel like it, what do we do to hide that? Then we don't adopt the right methods, the right practice, and then the question doesn't arise, we'll work hard. So the reason for all of these excuses, oh, I'm lazy, I try, but I can't achieve, do dua for me, pray for me, I feel like it as well, I want to become like this, I also want to get to this maqam, to this status, but he doesn't have the desire. And this is the real asal marb. The disease is that the desire and the passion and the keenness is not in that person's heart. So to create the desire, Allah Ta'ala has prepared a solution for the hereafter. For the success of the hereafter, Allah has given us a solution in the Qur'an Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given beautiful events about the hereafter. Jannah, paradise, Allah Ta'ala's praise, rewards of the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala has presented to us. And the biggest reward Allah Ta'ala has mentioned is His ma'rifah, His nearness, His love, His vision, visibility of Allah, seeing Allah. So this is such a great destination and a goal. Allah said, this is your goal, your destination that you need to acquire. You need to get to this point. And nobody, if we don't go towards that destination, then we don't have the desire. So what a big loss. We're unfortunate. Unfortunate. It's not lazy. It's not weakness. It's not I don't feel like it. The reality, the truth behind this failure is that I don't have the desire that I want to get close to Allah. That I want to see Allah. I want to meet Allah. If I have that desire that I want to meet Allah, I want to see Allah, I have the real desire, the question doesn't arise that I will not work hard for that goal, to attain that. SubhanAllah. And then to attain the akhirah, I will then adopt the means. I will practice the methods, the techniques. The Allah, what is the wasila? What are the paths? What is the method? What are the actions through which I can attain the hereafter? And I can get Jannah, paradise. And Allah, through that I will get maqamat and status. And I will get your love. And I will get your qurb. And after that, Allah, then I will follow the methods. I'll practice them. What does the individual do? Then he adopts those methods, brings them into his life and practices them. Because when the person's desire increases, then he definitely goes towards the means. He goes towards the means and the practices. And once he does that, the individual, then to attain that end goal, he sacrifices his time, his effort, everything he puts aside to attain the goal. SubhanAllah. The ishq. Now I want to get ishq. I want to get... He doesn't think what's in between me and here, my Hazrat. SubhanAllah used to state, Hazrat Sahib, that to attain the destination of the hereafter, it's not enough. It's just enough. It's enough for a person to have shauq, desire, passion, and love on its own. After that's not enough. That beyond muhabbat, beyond just love, is uns. Even that is not enough. After that comes the maqam of ishq. Even that is not enough. That will not do. After that is the junoon maqam. And this is what we need. We need to be junoon. Totally empty and assigned ourselves to Allah. Just like the hadith is stated, that do the dhikr of Allah as if you are mad about doing dhikr. If people see you, they think that you're mad and crazy about doing dhikr, immersed in doing dhikr. In the reality, that when the manzil is in front of a person and he's fixated on that destination, he's focused, then he is like a junoon, because he wants to attain Allah's love. And here a person doesn't think, this, if I do like this, then that. No, he becomes a junoon. Yes. And he doesn't care about anything that comes in front of him. He will do what is right to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, because he wants Allah Ta'ala's love. So here, we will see events and stories about the Majazis who had loved the world. For example, in the worldly sense, people had love for a woman, how those people, those men, would strive and toil to acquire their desire. Hir, Ranja, and Layla, Majnu, we have these events and stories. And for this temporary love, we see the stories of the world. But if we look, these stories point us towards the permanent love of Allah. SubhanAllah. The hakiki love. The hakiki love. Like there's a story, an event, very popular, Punjabi. And he was the ashik, and they were attracted to each other. So for meeting his beloved, she left her home. She ran in the night time. And there was a river in between, a big river. And she had to cross that river. And then for crossing the river, it was junoon. A person's mad and crazy in love at that time. So it took like a plank of wood, which was dry, and she sat on that. Look at the love that was pulling her to her beloved. And what happened? Then obviously when she got to the river, then that plank broke and she passed away. She passed away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and ishq, those who love Allah, then alhamdulillah, the individual who loves Allah, those people who love Allah, they are the same, but they are lost in the love of Allah. They are immersed in the love of Allah. And I'll tell you an event of Hazrat Sahib, and you see all the great sheikhs, that when they go out and seek the nearness to Allah, look how their emotions change. So much a person becomes a traveler, like a junoon, that they're not satisfied, a murid, if he doesn't see a sheikh, because the sheikh is the wasila, subhanallah. Subhanallah. And he's taken hold of the wasila. These are the asbab, the means, the sabab. For example, you want to learn ilm, you'll go to the madrasa, you'll take all of a kitab. In the same way, Allah's ishq, the means to Allah Ta'ala's nearness, what is that kitab? Is the direction of the sheikh, the face of the sheikh, the appearance of the sheikh, that he is the kitab. The physical person of the sheikh is the kitab, through which the student gets close to Allah. That a murshid's company, an ashik said, that everything is there in its own way and status, but when I see my sheikh, then it's better than hundreds of thousands of hajj that benefit me. Why? What's the reason? Because it's not the face of his sheikh. Rather, what is it? He is the wasila, the sign. He is the means to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he sees his destination through the company of the sheikh. Like a talib ilm student, when he sits and when he's studying medicine to become a doctor, then he's enjoying at that time studying, because he knows, I'm going to become a doctor, I'm going to make money, and I'm going to get everything I want. And that's just a light scale majnoon. And they get fall asleep. But these ashiks, who are after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness, they don't feel sleepy at all. I saw my Hazrat, I told you about Hazrat Sahib's events, that every Thursday night, this is not a small thing, is it, brothers? That as long as we don't have love, focus, passion, and ashik and junoon, crazy about Allah all life long, 70, 80 years a person, if he makes it his habit, that he leaves his home. And Janab, 300, 400 miles journey, walking, no food to eat, Sheikh has ordered that don't accept anyone's invitation on the way, any dawat, any feast. Anyway, so Hazrat is walking, traveling, there's a river to cross, you have to cross that river, and after across the river is his mahbub, his sheikh, and he is traveling and wandering out of that love. Does this make sense? Tell me. What do we know? If we were to realize that dhikr is happening here locally, even then we'll think, toss and turn, what's the time? Is it late? What time is salah today? 15 minutes, okay, so 20 minutes after that, oh, but our namaz is not, okay, I'll reach there 25 minutes late. 9:45. Tell me, does a person attain anything like this? We want to attain Allah's nearness, and we don't want to toil and work hard. Allah said in the whole Quran, Allah has introduced himself for the sake of the hereafter and love. So what a big disease that's within us. What's that? We don't have the desire, the keenness, that we don't have a small iota, particle of desire. If we have desire and passion and keenness, then where's our lifestyle opposite to that? Why? The teacher, the wali of Allah, he leaves all of the dunyawi assets and attractions and runs to Allah. I am just a normal person, normal human being, I don't know anything. I'm just repeating to you about the barakat of Hazrat Sahib, my sheikh, his tawajjuh, his focus, and how he kept an eye on me. And I'm just telling you about his life, that he, mashallah, wandered and traveled and journeyed in the world. So when I was doing that same journey, I was in the dunya, and I went to see that sheikh. I met my sheikh, the wali of Allah, subhanallah. And subhanallah, 2 times a year I'd leave everything in the world, my business, my children, my family, and I'd go to Hazrat Sahib's company, and I'd attain sakina. I'd be content and satisfied, so much coolness in the heart when I'd get to Hazrat Sahib's company after so many months, and I'd feel that nothing should stop me in between, no restriction, that when I would come, get to the locality, I wouldn't go home, straight away I'd pray 2 rakat nafal, and I'd go to see Hazrat Sahib. Visibly, I had the desire, the passion. So a person who has desire and passion and keenness, that makes that person try hard. So if we have desire and keenness and passion, my friends, then why do we not try? Why don't we make effort? Why don't we make effort in the right direction? Because the second step is working hard. So if the keenness has come, the desire has come to get Allah's nearness, because this is the path to Allah Ta'ala's nearness, to find Allah. I'm not talking about salah, fasting, hajj and zakat. I'm not talking about... This is not passion and desire. These are ibadat that are done by the stick that is beat in our back. That you have to do this, you have to do this. This is fard. This is compulsory, going fajr in the morning. If you don't want to go, don't go, but you'll get punished. But the passion and desire, the path of desire, is the path of Allah Ta'ala's love. This is the journey which has keenness and interest and passion underlying it. If we don't have this, then we have rust on our hearts, we have disease in our hearts. If we don't have this, Allah Ta'ala's praising Jannah, the hereafter, His visibility, that means we don't have desire for paradise and the hoods and maqamats and state. If I have desire and passion, then what practice, what actions am I implementing to get to this? Yes, so to attain this, have I have fallen in love with anybody? Have I taken hold of the methods to get to Allah Ta'ala's nearness? Isn't this the case, my friends? Is it not true? So what will we get if we stay like this? How will we attain the destination if we stay like this? So if we have the desire and the interest, then the second action is working hard. Working hard. Automatically a person works hard to attain his goals. He knows, my Shaykh has told me, this many thousands of tasbihs I have to do. And he will not sleep until he completes those tasbihs. He will not sleep until he completes that wazifa. The lesson was, this is working hard. So until he doesn't implement the instructions, he will. Then when that person, he says, this is the hukum of my Shaykh, I have to stand and pray. He won't take anyone's fatwa, listen to anybody's alternate opinions, because he's janoon. And the majnoon, the person who's madly in love with an action, will he listen to fatwas? That, for example, that woman, did she hear that you're sat on a dry pot? Plank. She was sat on a dry pot, on a clay pot like. But she didn't listen to anyone and she drowned. And when the other person, when Farad was told that here the river of milk will come, and did he say that where is that river of milk going to come from? Show me. And he started to work away, chip away to get that reward. So when a person is embarked on the path to Allah and he's fallen in love with Allah Ta'ala, then he will work hard to attain Allah's love and nearness. If this life is the world to work hard to get Allah's love and nearness, then nothing in the world will stop that person or prevent him or be a hurdle or obstacle, because everything becomes a minor, secondary, and in that person's eyes everything else diminishes, and Allah Ta'ala's love and the goal of Allah Ta'ala's nearness becomes high. So when the individual works hard, the question doesn't arise that the suburbs is using the method, because the Shaykh is the greatest means for the student. That when the Shaykh instructs and tells the student, this is the lesson you need to do, these are the amal, the question doesn't arise the student, whether day or night, morning, evening. Hazrat Sahib stated that this is how we would arrive to Hazrat Fazlul Quraishi's company, and we get there in the night time and langar food had finished, and our Shaykh would watch us, see us. Hazrat Fazlul Quraishi, they would say that so many days you've taken, that you must be hungry. Hazrat must be hungry and took time to get there. And Hazrat would say that, why didn't you come earlier? The langar, the food's finished. Allahu Akbar. Wait until the morning. Wait until the morning. See, despite this, there was not hatred for the Shaykh or complaints or dislike, because he was junoon, in love with the Shaykh. Alhamdulillah, Ta'ala's love. He was junoon. He was in love, madly in love with the Shaykh. So Hazrat Ali Murtaza, will he not become Ali Murtaza if he is a student like this? Will he not become a great Shaykh, a great human being, like he did, like he was? That will he not go to the Qurb Allah? Because Allah has promised himself. Two promises Allah has given. Remember this. That the person who has a passion and a desire and then works hard, Allah promises. Allah has said this in the verse. Allah Ta'ala said that when you take hold of the means, subulana. Wallahu. Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. That you've taken all of the means now, the methods. Allah says, do not worry now. You keep on practicing the means, the methods, and I will open the doors for you and the path for you will become clear. Why? Because this destination, this goal is difficult. It's not easy, is it? If you know there's someone who's mad or crazy and people, they hit him, they laugh at him, jeer at him, they throw sand on him. You know the people are mad walking down the street and people say they're magzoob. That they pester them, somebody spitting on him, throwing water on him, hitting him with sticks. In the same way, the person who's crazy and mad in love with Allah and on the path of Allah, he doesn't worry about the worldly talks, wife and mother criticizing, father's criticizing, lana and curses and disputes, husband is telling her, get out of the house, etc. But that person is immersed in the love of Allah, just like the majnoon, he will eat the leaves and the soil, but from his mouth he will say, Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah, Allah. That's all that will be uttered by that person. Mentioned by that person. Why? Because Allah has given the assistance. Allah says that inna Allah says that I love the muhsineen. Allah says you are not the normal person anymore. You've embarked on this journey now. So you are included in the muhsineen. Your name has been changed now, Allah says. And alongside muhsineen, Allah said that who are those people? Who are those people who have adopted this path? Allah says that every path of theirs, I will remove the difficulties and the obstacles. And they don't feel, oh, if I do this, then my job will go, then what will happen to my money, my children, my elders. No, he continues on the path. He continues on the path, practicing, and he is madly in love with Allah, because they are remembering Allah. They are remembering their beloved. They are thinking about their friend Allah. In other words, they only have one desire. They keep on thinking. They've embedded the thought of their friend Allah in their hearts. And they've got the image of the love of Allah in their hearts. That's all we want. When that image has come into their heart, the love of Allah, then that person just thinks about his friend. And Allah says, that image of Allah's love has made me independent of the dunya's benefits. I have no loss, no happiness. Oh, if whatever I gain or lose in the world, I'm just happy if I get closer to Allah. Because this is the work of those who are diwanas. They have one target to attain Allah's nearness. I need to do my dhikr, my adhkar to get closer to Allah. This is, my brothers, the story of the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, and their dynasty and the path that me and you have embarked on. Can we not see how weak we are now? We are people who are playing out dramas and games, isn't it? That's what we will see as ourselves now. Look how big desires we have, big thinking. Allah has given us the desire and the keenness, so we should work hard. We should work hard. Allah has given us the means, the methods, the actions. But janoon is not in our hearts. Janoon. We are not madly in love with Allah. We're not keen. And we'll become keen and madly in love when we start to sacrifice our time and effort on this path. We'll take people's mockery. People will push us around maybe, or ridicule us. But we say, no, let me do this and let me do this. I want both sides of the coin. In this way, we cannot attain the success. Allah has not promised the success for two groups, the two-faced, or those who have two targets in life. When they pass away, they will have failure and they will not see success, and will stay naked and hungry. Others, the amount we are living in this world, all those people in history have been the walis of Allah. I've seen the friends of Allah myself as well, and these were their habits. They were majnoon, crazy, and ultra keen about attaining Allah's nearness, Allah's qurb, Allah's love. And the sabab that they took hold of, the asbab, the methods, the actions, they adhered to them, and they practiced these and left the world. They didn't have this, I want to become famous. Hazrat Sahib didn't even write a kitab. Hazrat Sahib's style was this, that he didn't want to leave the sign of who he was. Subhanallah, Hazrat Sahib, very difficult. Hazrat Sahib wrote the kitab of dua, and somebody took that out after so long, dusted it down. Hazrat Sahib didn't write anything apart from that. Shajra, I said to Hazrat Sahib, I requested the Hazrat Sahib, please allow us to write the Shajra. And Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Sahib, this was my request, and Hazrat Sahib accepted this with the fadl of Allah's grace. Alhamdulillah, we have the Shajra Sharif that we recite. Hazrat Sahib said, okay, fine, we can write this, record it, so people can realize the two other walis of Allah in our silsila, in our chain, in our series, and what were their lifestyles. So brothers, this is the passion and desires gone. When we don't have that, we don't focus on where we're going. So when a person then embarks on the journey to Allah, then you'll see, it cannot be. Allah Ta'ala has promised that the individual can never lose out, can never fail, and it can never be that that person doesn't get close to Allah. So what we need to do is work hard and toil and struggle. Allah has given us the means. The dhikr of Allah is a great means and method to attain Allah's nearness. Do this, and leaving the sins is the great method to get close to Allah. We sin, we say we want to become walis of Allah. At the same time, why? Why? Because traditionally things that keep on happening, we include ourselves in them. Say, oh no, it's just the sign of the times. We have to, an ashik of Allah, one or two times in the year those days come. And then we call ourselves ashiks, and I'm a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am this, and I claim to be this, and I've done this. Why do we claim empty false claims? Let's not deceive ourselves and others. This is not the case. Yes, we need to look at ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves, letting ourselves down. If we want to be a real ashik, that's what we should be. Alhamdulillah, the weakness, just consider this. If we are weak in this, then what are we lacking? We are lacking the passion and the deep-rooted desire and keenness. We don't have the desire for Jannah. We don't have the desire for the palaces of paradise. We don't have it. We don't have this. So in opposition to that, look at the desire of the world to attain the dunya, the world. What do we not do? We spend day and night, hours, toiling, physical struggle, striving, working hard, sweating. But that's why we're doing that, running after dunya. But we don't have that desire and passion for the hereafter. But Alhamdulillah, our silsila Naqshbandiya is a balanced silsila. It's a balanced series that has come from Rasulullah to us now, it doesn't turn us away or tell us to do a U-turn away from the world. It's a balance. There's one essential element in the Naqshbandi silsila, that the person who's junoon has love, what does he need to do? It doesn't detach the human being from the world, but it detaches his heart from the world. Subhanallah. This is the kamal, the great miracle of Naqshbandi silsila. The person is physically linked to the world, connected to the world, but his heart is detached. So this is not the case, the stage I'm telling you. For example, here what occurs is that a person's heart is detached from the love of the dunya. The love of the dunya doesn't stay in the heart of that person. His desires for the dunya evaporate. And he replaces the desires of the dunya with the love of Allah, the deep-rooted love of Allah. Subhanallah. So to attain this, the pious predecessors have told us the formula that if you get onto this journey and you're weak, then there's one thing we need to adopt. What is that? That essential, it is to do abundance of dua at that time. Abundance of dua. Stacks of dua. Allah, I've got the passion. But Allah, give me your fadl. You've promised in the Quran. I want to embark on this path and journey. Allah, give me uns, give me muhabbat, give me ishq, and give me junoon. Make me madly in love with you, Allah, so I can attain the destination of your nearness. Allah has opened this path and kept it open. And that's why there's a sign. The person has the desire. He has the passion, but the biggest means to fulfill his desire is that he's asking dua to Allah. Allah, give me your fadl and mercy so that my desire gets stronger. I'm weak. At least we should recognize our weaknesses. And we are just, we are satisfied and content with our weak position. We shouldn't be satisfied. We shouldn't just let it go by the wayside. No, we should say, in reality, I'm nothing at the moment. I'm not doing anything. So for that, at least do essentially do abundance and stacks and heaps of dua. Do a lot of dua. Allah, I've got the desire, I've got the passion, but my life has passed so much and I've not spent any time in your path. I've not done nothing. I've not attained anything. I've not attained anything, my Mawla, my Rabb, my Creator. And do this dua, take the assistance of this dua, and then see the mercies of Allah that will come, the fadl of Allah will come. That, for example, Allah will allow that flame to light up in our hearts, and then the ishq will come, the love will come, and then we'll become successful. May Allah give us all success on this path. Ameen.